Old Jay Powell, Jerome Powell, and the Fed, they lowered the interest rates. Here to chat with us about that, Dr. Timothy Nash, Senior Vice President Emeritus, and the Director over to the Northwood University Center for Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship. By the way, Northwood University, of course, we all know, my wife's alma mater. Tim, how are you, bud?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
We're putting the tree up tonight. Over the
Aww,
weekend.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, we got a new tree this year. It came in a box. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we're at the National Soul, we're sticking with the real thing for another year in a row. I've got a good friend who's actually a Northwood grad who owns a big tree farm nearby, and we're going to put ours up next week.
There you go. You do the whole family thing with the, you know, go cut it down, or do you just get it? They're already cut down. You just go, give me that.
He cuts it down. He delivers.
Nice.
And he makes me pay for it, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a sweet gig. All right, let's talk about this. This is not unexpected. Mm-hmm. The Federal Reserve announced a quarter percentage point cut. What does this mean to you and me Christmas shopping?
Well, you know, what's interesting about it, Mike, was it was a close call. Usually you'll have one, maybe two dissenters, but of the open market committee that decides monetary policy each meeting, the vote was 9-3. And one dissenter thought it should be 50 basis points rather than a quarter point or 25 basis points. But it was 9-3, and that's been the most controversy in a vote, in a final vote, in probably 4 or 5 years. So that's probably the first interesting point. The second point is that it takes the federal funds rate down to a range of 3.5 to 3.75. It's the third meeting in a row where they've cut interest rates 25 basis points. So I think we're sending the right signal regarding where we're at in terms of trying to fight inflation. There should be people that are worried about jobs. The jobs market is getting a little bit more difficult. So I think the rate cut's appropriate, and I hope they do more than one cut, as Chairman Paul predicted for 2026. I hope we do two or three as needed in 2026. And with the tax cuts, the regulatory reform really kicking in 2026, I think we're poised to have a good economy, and hopefully that'll mean some additional revenue to bring down the national debt.
You know, it used to be so obvious when the economy was doing well. It's not so obvious anymore. It depends on who you talk to. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. Again, it depends on who you're talking to. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think it's almost bifurcated, because those that are doing well or in the, say, middle class and above, upper middle class and above, you know, the economy is good for them, and they can meet all of their weekly, monthly financial obligations and put a little money aside. But for the true middle class, so a lot of those individuals are living paycheck to paycheck, and you know, the economy is improving in a number of key areas, but it's just not improving enough for these folks to see, you know, some real true gains. Now, big examples: oil's down, gas prices are down. You know,
yeah.
You can't believe AAA nationally. Who can you believe? So the Democrats are saying everything's up, and President Trump saying it's an A-plus economy or A++ economy. The truth is somewhere in between. But food prices are beginning to decline a bit. Oil prices are declining. Natural gas prices are beginning to look like they're going to continue to decline. Mortgage interest rates are down almost a point. So there's a number of things in the economy that are beginning to take root. It's just that it's taking more time than the president had hoped for, and that you know, most citizens have hoped for. The good news right now, Mike, is if you look at the last report, wages are increasing on average, meaning across all pay areas, faster than inflation. So that means your real wage, your purchasing power, actually is beginning to increase again under Trump, which it really didn't under Biden for almost 4 years.
So that means you should go to your boss today, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it. Tim Nash said wages are increasing. You go to your boss and say, hey, I heard wages are increasing. How come mine aren't? That's what you say to him. No, maybe you shouldn't.
I think that's a great tactic. But what I'm saying is wages relative to inflation, so your actual purchasing power. If your wage stays the same and inflation goes down, your money buys you more.
Yeah.
And so in real terms, you get a pay increase whether your dollar wage goes up or not, as long as inflation rates are going down. And that appears to be such that a number of think tanks, more right of center than left, but using government data, it said that, you know, the average American by the end of this year will have $1,200 more in real purchasing power than they did last year. But it's not apparent to a lot of people. And I think the president makes a mistake when he tries to say that it's an A++ economy, because I voted for him 3 times and it's not. And I think that's not something he should be arguing for. And then the second point is that, wages, for some people, it's still a check-by-check lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they live check-by-check, and we need more purchasing power and higher wages so that people can have a better standard of living that's a lot more recognizable. People are looking from Donald Trump. They voted for him for an economy. I think it's going to get a lot better in 2026. But it's not the economy the president is reporting on right now.
You mean you're not surprised? What a shock. Donald Trump overstates things sometimes?
Every now and then, I think the president does. and I would advise him that he shouldn't do it to that degree.
So here's the other side, not another side of this, but something else. Jerome Powell is done is it May? It's this spring sometime. His time is done, and then we got to get somebody else. And are they looking at people already, and who's on that list? Are you on that list?
No, I'm definitely not on the list. But I think it's going to be Scott Hessen, and I think that he's basically heading up the President's Council of Economic Advisors, and I think that he will... I think he's the president's choice. He's a good.
What's the guy's name?
Person.
I want to write this down, Tim. What's the guy's name?
Scott Hessen. I'll send you an article you can post on your website for all of your readers.
All right. Well, I'm not allowed to touch any of the website. We have people for that. I'll pass it along to them. There was a name somebody was giving me yesterday, though, when we were talking about this. Imagine that over coffee. Who's Kevin Hassett? I wrote it down and I wanted to ask you about him. Have you heard this name?
Yeah, I was confusing Bessent, who's the Treasury Secretary, with Hassett. It's Kevin Hassett. It will be Kevin Hassett.
Yeah.
Okay. I misspoke. It will be Kevin Hassett. And I've got the article I'm looking at. And right when you were, I'm getting ready to send it to you, and right when you were... you were asking me, I was getting ready to correct myself and say, Kevin Hassett.
Gotcha.
He's a sharp guy. He's a PhD in economics from Johns Hopkins. He was at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. He's got impeccable credentials, a really easygoing guy, a real sharp teacher, communicator. I think he'll do a wonderful job as head of the Fed.
You know what I would love? This is you and I mean, we've broken bread together and stuff. I'd like to sit across the table from you and Kevin Hassett. I wouldn't be able to say anything other than stupid remarks, as you know. But I'd listen to the two of you guys all day. That would be a learning experience.
Well, I'll tell you what, it would be a lot of fun. What I'm going to try to do, because I have some connections to Kevin, I'm going to try to see if I can get him on your show in 2026.
Come on.
The Fed chair.
All right, pal. I was going to say I'm going to write that one down, but you know what? We'll give you some leeway on it. But yeah, no, that'd be cool. Tim, we're up on time.
He's a good man.
Hey, good luck with that tree this weekend. We put a fire in the TV.
Thank you, and give your bride my best. And if we don't talk before, you have a wonderful and deservedly merry and restful Christmas.
All right, you as well and the whole family, and God bless you. Thank you. Dr. Tim Nash,
likewise,
ladies and gentlemen.
Take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy. My wife's alma mater over there at Northwood University in Midland.